الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تهتدوا، قل بل ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala spoke of the imamate of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala granted him this great and honorable position, that he will be the leader of mankind in religious matters, and this is the highest position that a person can get, and it is not of choice, but whom Allah Ta'ala accepts. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam made dua for his family also, all his progeny, his children also. And consequently Allah accepted that dua, and from his son Ishaq alayhi salam, Allah brought the great, great Anbiya of the Bani Israel, amongst the greatest, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. And from his son Ismail alayhi salam, Allah brought Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of the Anbiya. So that was the great position Allah had given to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah blessed and honored him to build the Kaaba Sharif. What a great, great thing. If we have built a masjid, we feel so honored and so happy about it. This is building the Kaaba Sharif. Then Allah made it the Qibla for the Muslims. So when after all of this, Allah Ta'ala said that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and he made wasiyyah that you must remain on my deen. This is the deen, the way of life which is acceptable by Allah, and in fact the only acceptable way. And he made the wasiyyah. He advised his children also that you people must also do this and carry on with it all my progeny till the day of Qiyamah. So now Allah Ta'ala explains in this ayat, the Jews have gone completely and the Christians have gone completely astray, in that they say that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also advised that you must become a Jew or a Christian, whereas everywhere Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said become a Muslim, submit to Allah Ta'ala, and that to submission, to surrender to Allah. And the name Muslim, Allah kept it exclusive for this ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is the correct way. And it is strange that all along the Jews and Christians, according to their way of life, especially the Christians with all their propagation and missionary work, they call towards their way of life and they say, with that you will be successful, you will get hidayah. And they say this is what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also taught, but this is a big lie from their side, because Ibrahim alayhi salam never ever taught and said you must become a Jew or you must become a Christian. He said you must become Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا. اور کہتے کہ ہو جاؤ یہودی یا نصرانی تو تم پالو گے راہ راہ. And they say, the Jews say become a Jew and then you will be on the right path. Christians say become a Christian, then تَهْتَدُوا, you will get the right path. And they say that is what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam taught. And very strange that right up to today in this age and era, they are making their full out effort in the name of what is famously known as the Abrahamic Creed or the Abrahamic Accord, and for which they are having huge, huge meetings. And very strange also in Muslim lands, in Dubai, in the Emirates, there they are having these meetings. And also very strange, more strange, that the Muslims and are hosting it, and big, big ulama are taking part in this. So we have to be very careful. This is a total misguidance. What they are calling to, they are deceiving people in the name of Abrahamic Creed, but they are calling towards Judaism, towards Christianity, and with it all its illegitimate offspring in the form of meetings of the various religions, interfaith groups and meetings, etc., or in the form of open days at the masjids, then it goes to the churches. So all these things we must shun and stay away completely from all that. So Allah says that this is a lie of this, but قُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. But you say, کہہ دے کہ ہرگیز نہیں بلکہ ہم نے اختیار کی راہ ابراہیم کی جو ایک ہی طرف کا تھا. Say to them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is not the right way to become a Jew or a Christian, but what you are claiming, but what you are not doing, that is Millat Ibrahim. Follow in the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is the deen of Islam also. Only that in Islam it is brought to its perfection. This deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, completion and perfection it is brought. So follow that way of life. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was Hanifa. That was, he was just on one side. He was not in between the others. He was that Nabi that turned fully to Allah Ta'ala. There was no shirk, no kufr in him or in his teachings whatsoever. And that was right from the beginning. Even before he was made a Nabi, he never partook in anything of shirk. And very strange that though he was born in the house of Azab, who was not only a worshipper of idols, but maker and seller of idols. But then too, Ibrahim alayhi salam never in his infancy, childhood, adolescence, never ever worshipped these idols whatsoever. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَرْنَتْهَا شِرْكَ كَرْنِ وَعَلُمِ. He was not in any way, not before Nabuwat, after Nabuwat, of course, is out of the question that he made any shirk. And calling towards becoming a Jew and Christian is calling towards shirk of Allah Ta'ala. The Jews said, Uzair ibn Allah, that Uzair is the son of Allah Ta'ala. Because he memorized, one person memorized the Torah, and he said it is that therefore he is the son of Allah, that he could memorize the whole Torah. If that is the criteria of becoming the son of Allah, then in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, millions and billions of kuffars. So then what are they? Also all the sons of Allah Ta'ala. In the literal sense, not at all, of course. And the Christians who openly call towards Trinity, towards three gods, etc. So that is all shirk which they are calling to, and they are calling it Millat Ibrahim, the way of Ibrahim. Na'uzu billah, Ibrahim alayhi salam never taught any of the shirk and kufr whatsoever. He taught the straight path, and that perfect straight path was taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Muslims have got it. It is for us to practice it properly and turn solely and only to Allah Ta'ala in our ibadah, in our needs and wants also, in everything that happens in our life. We must know it is from Allah. Don't ascribe it to anything else. Allah alone is the doer and controller of everything, and only to Allah are we going to return. We came from Allah and we're going to return only to Allah Ta'ala. So we must have the deen e hanif, that straight religion of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is what Allah has blessed us with. May Allah give us this understanding to live properly according to deen e Islam, not to be influenced by the West, by modernism, by atheism, by Christianity, by Judaism, even in whatever names and forms they come, but with the strength of Iman. That a mu'min looks with the nur of Allah Ta'ala, and he should see through all their fallacies and all their deceptions and turn only to Allah Ta'ala and follow the pure, clear deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.